coming, but the sunrise we'll see.
She just weeps. She hear him sing that alto, and he just bless her. I wish she was here. She'd love it today. But Lord
doesn't. Oh, what's that? Person wrote this out.
She loved to hear that alto there. Yeah.
Believe in that Lord's Spirit,
amen. Amen.
Brother Eddie,
yeah.
That one song mean you like?
Wow.
What's the number? I forget.
No, Gary.
What was that?
Mark wrote it down.
No, I'll be a friend, is it?
Where the money is.
I remember down. You see,
money and honey, but it's in the milk,
honey. Yeah.
You tell everything you know.
That's something about the shadow. I'll be in the shadow.
And the shadow.
In the shadow of the cross.
What number is it?
I don't know, but I remember it now.
Yeah.
Shadow of the cross.
Looking in,
I never even heard it till Sister Gayla requested it. Let's see here.
Oh, 45.
45.
You remember?
Work together.
I'm going to turn to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And I'm glad, praise God, that included me. He drew me. He saved me. It was more His doing than it was mine. I wasn't seeking Him. He's seeking me. Praise God, He got me right where He wanted me to be. And when He got me where I needed to be, then He done for me what was needed so that I could bear His name. Amen. Glory. I like that. Boy, how true that song is. He reached down for us. All right. Well, good to have this number here tonight. I run them all off this morning. I can't make no apologies for that, but a lot of them like me, Eden probably still under a Baptist nap. Margaret woke me and Brother Melvin up. His son-in-law was like, I don't know what. But let's open our Bibles tonight to 2 Peter. Chapter 3, I can't think of no fitting scripture for the day and hour we're living in. And in this chapter right here, and I'll read the whole chapter tonight. 2 Peter chapter 3, and the day and hour we're living in, this will fit like a glove. And Peter here says, This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Now, he just gave all kind of credentials for what he's fixing to say. And he said, knowing this first, in other words, keep this in mind of what he's about to say. And he said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. That's why we got Gay Pride Month this month here. And they're flaunting their sin and provoking God. And I'll tell you, buddy, it's looking pretty good for leaving out. But walking after their own lust, and they're lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, and their sins, one of them kind of sins that they ought to be ashamed of, but they've lost their shame, they've come out of their closet, and now they're kind of putting a lot of churches and preachers and Christians in the closet. But their boast is, verse 4, and they say, where is the promise of His coming? That's kind of a sarcastic statement. They're saying, you know, where is He, this God? Where is He? Where's the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, in other words, one generation's gone. And that generation believed that He'd come in their day. And they died believing. And they said, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And verse 5 explains this, and it says, for this they willingly are ignorant. And a lot of people are ignorant of it by the Word of God. I want to really put emphasis tonight on the Word of God. By the Word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Now, we've got a lot of things going on. One thing I've noticed here lately, a lot of flooding. A lot of lives lost. But there'll never be a flood like this flood. This flood, everything that had breath, it died. And the testimony issued from that. And by that word, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. Now I know we've got all kind of scientists today and they're so smart. But there's only one explanation for millions of dinosaurs piled up in a pile. Is something happened. Somebody said a guy walked up on the Grand Canyon, turned around and said something big happened here. Yeah, God run his finger down there and made a drainage ditch so the water could drain back in the ocean. Because the water prevailed upon the face of the earth for 40 days and 40 nights by the Word of God. It says, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same Word. I thank God for that Word. God's a man of His Word. Today and I, we're living in, there are a lot of people that their Word's not worth nothing. But I'll tell you one thing. By the same Word, the Word of God, the heavens and earth are kept in store, reserved this time under fire against the day of judgment. That day is a day of trouble, judgment, fire, indignation. It's a day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And Peter again here encouraging the saints. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the verse 10, probably the capital verse of this preaching tonight, but the day of the Lord will come. And we talked about that a little bit this morning while we had fellowship back in the back. And I said in our talk, He'll come as a thief in the night. And here's where that comes from. He'll come as a thief in the night. He'll take us out. And when He takes us out, the heavens will pass away with a great noise. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat, because we got to get out. He's got to take us out. But now it's been held back because of you and me. Well, the reason it ain't come yet, because the church is here. When God takes the church out, buddy, woe unto the habits of the world. But He's going to come, Molly, like a thief in the night. He's going to take us out. And then when He does, buddy, the heavens are going to pass away. And they talk about the Big Bang Theory. Well, here it is. It didn't begin with one, but it's going to end with one. The great noise. A lot of people are going to be woke up. The elements are going to melt with fervent heat. The earth also. All the works that are therein are going to be burned up. Peter said, seeing then, all these things shall be dissolved. This is a good verse for a Christian. What manner of persons ought you to be? In all holy conversation and godliness. I'll tell you what, buddy, we ought to be. What we ought to be for the glory of God. But He said, while you're doing that, looking for and hastening, that's what I'm doing. I know y'all probably not on the bandwagon like I am, but I'm looking for and I'm hastening until the coming of the day of God. I want to get out of here. I've had about enough. And I'll preach about that here in a minute. Let me read this chapter on that. I'm pawing at the gate right now. Looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God. Where in the heavens being on fire. It'd be a good time to get up, Molly. Amen. Where in the heavens being on fire. All them sun worshipers, they're going to get their heart's desire here. They're going to get more sun. They know what to do with. All the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, and thank God for His promises, they're sure promises, they're yea and amen to us. According to His promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth where dwelling righteousness. That means they ain't going to have no gay pride month in this new heaven, this new earth. Amen. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of Him in peace. I do want to be found of Him in peace. Without spot and blameless. I think every child of God ought to be all it can be for the praise of Him. In account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things. Paul wrote a lot about the coming of the Lord. He said, I've not had you ignorant. He said, I'll show you a mystery. We're not all asleep, but in a moment, twinkle of an eye, we'll be caught up. He said, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, He said, I'll show you a great mystery. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I believe, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, He talked about the coming of the Lord, and He said, the Lord's not slack, said He'll come. And He said, those which are asleep in Christ, God will bring with Him. And then we which are alive shall be caught up in the clouds to be with Him forever with the Lord. And Paul wrote about these things. And Peter here is bearing witness about the epistles that Paul wrote. And that's amazing because they didn't have no books back then. But he said, Paul wrote about these things. He spoke about these things because he got caught up and seen some of the things that Peter's talking about here. And he said, in which some things, he said, they're hard to be understood. In other words, buddy, this is something that God's got to help you with. Which they that are unlearned, and we do have a lot of people today that are unlearned, and those that are unstable, that means they're tossed to and fro every day by every one of the doctrine. They rest. In other words, they don't receive this. They kind of argue with it a little bit and they say, well, the way I see it or my mama told me this, they wrestle with this and they do other scriptures, Peter says here, to their own destruction. I'll tell you what you ought to do. If you got a problem with this Bible, you got a real problem. What you ought to do is ask the Lord to help you to understand the great truths that are preserved in the scriptures here. And Peter here again addressing the church, he says, you therefore, beloved, seeing that you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's a lot of scripture there. But I want to preach tonight. And I desire your prayers on the certainty of the coming of the Lord. And I do believe we're right for it. And everything points to one thing, He's coming. Y'all pray with me. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the time. Lord, I know it's high time. I know, Lord, dear Father, tonight, Lord, the world's, Lord, You're doing the things of the world and church is waiting, looking, and hastening. Lord, for all I know, You may come during this service. Boy, that sure would be a blessing. But Father, I pray You'll make this message real to us tonight. I pray, dear Father, Lord, You'd pull, Lord, the scales from our eyes. And Lord, I pray, Father, You'd unstop our ears and open our hearts to the truths of this message tonight. Thank You, Father, for all that are here. And Lord, I pray, Father, for those that aren't here tonight. I wish they were here. And Lord, I thank You, Father, for Lord, You're here. Thank You, Father, Lord, for the witness of Your Word and the truth, the certainty of it. Bless this message tonight, and Lord, I pray we'll give serious consideration to what's said tonight and apply our hearts to wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. The certainty of the coming of the Lord. Now, I'm going to make some profound statements here. You can do what you want with them, but let me say this. The coming of the Lord, it's not going to miss. We've had meteors here lately, and man, they've been close. It's been what they call a close encounter. None of them's hit yet, but this ain't going to miss. Not only is this not going to miss, it's going to leave a mark. And the world is going to notice something happened.
Amen.
We were talking today on the way home from church. We was talking about will we be caught up in body or just in spirit. And I do believe, and I wouldn't argue with it, but I do believe we'll be caught up in spirit.
Yeah.
And I believe our bodies will cause the world to go into great calamity, and they'll be afraid. And that, I believe the Antichrist will come on, and he'll have the perfect platform. He'll be able to address, the situation, and they'll give him, you know, they'll give him the position that he's wanting. He'll organize all this. He'll say, "I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to, I'll take this mark so we'll know who's who. Well, I know you're, you know, with me, and I know, you'll know I'm with you." And I don't know how all he's going to do it, but I know one thing, without that mark, during the tribulation, you can't buy or sell without that 666. Everybody's always afraid about the mark and worry about, you know, getting that implant or whatever. Hey, listen, it's clear. You're going to get it on your forehead or on your hand. And it's going to be a clear mark. 666, the mark of a man. 666, and I don't remember how exactly it is there in Revelation, but it said that here, know the number. It's the mark of a man. And it's 666. I can't remember exactly how that's worded in there. Anyway, that mark, what did you say, Brother Melvin?
Three score and six.
It's not going to miss. It's going to leave a mark. And the coming of the Lord is going to cause the world to realize that God is not mocked. Now, right now, they're mocking God, making fun of God. Oh, they're calling Him the old man upstairs. Oh, they're calling Him, you know, fogey. But I want you to know, buddy, when He shows up, all the laughter is going to stop. It's going to stop real quick, Sister Gayla. All of a sudden, man's going to walk with a little bit of a tremble. He's going to say, "You know what? I wished I'd listened to that preacher. I wished I'd read my Bible. I wished I hadn't said it not, the counsel of God. I wished I hadn't just sat there like a knot on the log, but I wished I'd have gave praise to the great truths of the Word of God. I wished I'd made preparation to meet Him at His coming. I wished I hadn't have been like them five wise and five foolish virgins. Five ready, five not, five left behind, the door shut." Gonna be a lot of that. Ain't gonna be no more strutting. Ain't going to be no more flaunting sin. Boy, it's going to be seeking refuge. And ain't going to be none to be found. I done found my refuge. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 46 verse 1. God's my refuge and strength. Very present help in time of trouble. I done made preparation. I done got my sins on the blood. Done got my name in the book. Praise God. I done got in that great number. That call that assembly. That God's coming for us. He's going to call and say, "Come on. We're going home." I say, "Hallelujah. Glory!" The world's going to, they're going to wonder. They're going to try to explain away. I've got some far-fetched theories. I don't care to share them. I personally believe all these alien visitations, UFOs, I believe are real, but the only thing is, I believe they're the devil. I believe they're satanic. I believe these are demon manifestations. I believe the devil's going to use it during this time. I believe it. I don't know everything about the devil. I know he's a liar. I know he's a tempter. I know he's, a murderer and all that right there. But I believe he's going to use those UFOs during this time to explain this away. He's going to say, a UFO's landed and killed all of our loved ones. There's their bodies. And man, we got to do something. And I don't know, somebody that he's going to organize. Somebody that he's going to be a prince of peace. He's going to make a peace, but it's going to be a false peace. It's only going to last for 3.5 years. Jerusalem's going to love him. They're going to embrace him as their coming Messiah. And man, that's going to be a snare to them, because it's going to be good for 3.5 years. And then for 3.5 years, they got to run for their lives. They're going to be hunted down like dogs. But I do believe these UFO abductions that they're talking about, I believe they really do happen. He's the prince of the power of the air. And these demon manifestations, every now and then, buddy, they show up. And I believe something like that may not fit your criteria. But I'm going to read a lot of Scripture tonight. I don't know no other way to address what I want to say tonight. But in Psalms chapter 40, I'm going to read verse 10 through 18 of Isaiah chapter 40. I'm going to read 8 verses there. I'm glad I got a Bible. I ain't took it away. But the Bible says, verse 10, behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. His arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters? Now here's God, and he can make this kind of statement because he's God. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him? You know, you got men today trying to tell God what to do, and he laughs at that. We've said it, commands them to repent. But with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? God here again speaking, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as small as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles or islands as a very little thing. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for burnt offerings. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. To whom will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? While you're there, read over here, verse 21. I'm sorry to read so much scripture tonight, but you listen here. You'll get some truth tonight. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that setteth upon the circle of the earth. Now, Columbus took this verse right here and realized the earth wasn't flat, and that's why he set sail for the furtherance of the gospel, because he believed this verse right here, that the earth was round. It is he that setteth upon the circle of the earth, and the heavens thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing, that maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. He also shall bow or blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. And again he says, to whom Will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number. He's talking about the stars at night that come out and declare His glory. He says, consider who created them. He calleth them all by their names. You know, God knows the names of every star. By the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgments passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might. He increases strength, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's a lot of Scripture. But what makes you so sure, Brother Eddie, that the Lord's going to come? Well, I've read my Bible. I've been enlightened. And I'm not walking in darkness no more.
Amen.
When I say I've read my Bible, I'll call your attention to Proverbs chapter 22 tonight. You'll understand what I mean. Proverbs chapter 22, the Bible says, verse 19, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I've made known to thee this day, even to thee, have I not written unto thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth that them that sent unto thee. I've read my Bible, amen. The writing of God, the certainty of His Word, the certainty of the coming of the Lord. The signs are there for the coming of the Lord. The sins are there for the coming of the Lord. There's only one solution that I know of. Let's repent of your sins, receive Jesus as your Savior, and be ready to meet Him. I've read my Bible. If you read your Bible, you'll find out the world ain't told you all the truth. They told you a partial truth. They fed you with lies in school. They fed you with lies. One thing about it, you get the Bible out. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. You get the Bible out and you're holding truth in its most purest form. And you start reading your Bible, you realize, buddy, there's some things in there that you've been needing. The first time I read my Bible through, oh, it shook me pretty good. But you know what I said? I thought, boy, I wish I'd done this years ago. I started knowing some things. I started realizing, buddy, I was way behind on some things I should have already knew. And I found out in that there were some things, buddy, that only God can reveal to you, and He will reveal them to you. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, and He'll show you, He'll open His words to you and make them known to you. That's what He said in Proverbs chapter 1. He said, I'll open my words to you and make them known to you. He opened His word to me and made it known to me. But the world don't want nothing to do with this Bible. They want to reject it. They want to reject Him. Now, they don't want Him to come. He's still going to come. But I'll tell you what, buddy, I read my Bible. My Bible made me realize the certainty of the coming of the Lord. Now also, I want you to know I've been enlightened. I don't walk in darkness no more. The Bible talks about that to every child of God. I'll tell you what, we're not in darkness no more. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 through 16. It says this right here. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, because it just goes so far, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The natural man receiveth not the things of God, nor know the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. I tell you what, buddy, there's a lot more to the Bible. And what people want you to know, especially the devil, he'd like to keep this thing from you. There's been more battles fought over this Bible. He says, but he that spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I've been enlightened. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in time past, that we walked according to the course of this world. I did. I walked in darkness. I was in darkness. But I since then I've come to the light.
Amen.
I'm not in darkness no more. Now I walk in the light. He's in the light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 17. And now we have fellowship together. I said something this morning about getting ready to leave the house. Come up here. And I was all ready to leave. And God spoke to me and gave me a message. And I ran back there real quick and wrote it down. He told John there, John on the Isle of Patmos, exiled for the testimony of Jesus, for the Word of God. He said, what I tell you, write down. And when he tells me something, I'll write it down. I didn't find out. If I don't write it down, it leaves. It's gone. Man, Gayla's up there trying to remember that song. And that's kind of the way it is to me. I can't remember. I remember one night, Brother Howard, I was laying there in bed, and man, the Spirit of God was there. Man, He was giving it to me, and I was sitting there soaking it up like a sponge, and I thought, man, that's good, God. I thought, man, that'll be there in the morning. I woke up, and it had departed from me. I couldn't find it nowhere. I fell over on the bedside and wept, said, Lord, if You give it to me again, I'll do something with it this time. But all night long, Brother Melvin, I laid there in the bed. Man, God, boy, He's speaking clearly. Words, boy, I tell you what, of God, they were there. They were there to be had. I got a notebook beside the bed now and an ink pen. If need be, I get up. Amen. I done found out, buddy. You better do something. And God gives you something. You're supposed to do something with it. But I got up early in the morning. Man, I tell you what, I felt like Billy Graham all through the night. Got up in the morning, it was gone. I didn't feel like much of nothing. But I tell you what, that's the way it is. You better do something with what God gives you. Anyway, He gave me that message this morning. I wrote it down. He'll let me know when He wants to preach. But oh, me, only God can put something like that together. Paul said, I'll come to revelation. God's the only one that can reveal things. But I tell you what, buddy, we can have fellowship with Him if we'll walk in the light. Verse number 6 says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. A lot of people, they say one thing, but they do another.
Amen.
You know, we're gazing in stock. I don't know if you know this or not, but the world, they, if you mention the name Jesus, they start watching you. One thing, they want you to mess up. Because if you mess up, they go, whew, I thought there was something to that thing. But if you start walking like you're supposed to walk, and you start talking like you're supposed to talk, you start doing like you're supposed to do, man, that does something to them. The Bible talks about heaps of coals on the mind.
Amen.
Man, they can't shake it. They say, hey, you know, they're right. I'm wrong. Man, I can see it everywhere. Well, that's what we need to be. But when people say they walk in the light and they walk in darkness, they lie and do not the truth. And we've got a lot of that. And I'll tell you what, but I believe a lot of people are going to hell because we won't walk like we're supposed to walk. We won't talk like we're supposed to talk. We won't do what we're supposed to do. We're left here to do something. We're left here to be witnesses. We're left here to be light. We're left here to be salt. And I'll tell you what, buddy, we need to do what we're left to do. And I believe a lot of people get saved if we do. But some people, they lie and do not the truth. And I say, God forbid, I wish they wouldn't do that. God deserves better. The last point, I'm not walking in darkness no more. Jesus told Paul in Acts 26, verse 18, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of God, from the power of Satan unto God. And I'll tell you what this Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Reading a lot of scripture tonight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God, little g, of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7 says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. All right, good to have Sue here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. A certainty of the coming of the Lord. We're certain He's going to come. We may not know when, but I'll tell you what, I believe it's close. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 says, "The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day." I like the sound of that. God's got a path. By a matter of fact, the Bible says it's not in man to direct his way. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So God put me on a path, Sue. This path is as a shining light. And it shines more and more. The closer I get down it, it shines more and more until the perfect day. See, everything God made, Shiloh, He made it perfect. Shiloh, He made you perfect, sweetie. He made you just like He wanted you to be. You're the perfect expression of what He wants you to be. Don't change, sweetie. Stay pure. Stay perfect. Don't let this world poison your mind. Don't let this world pollute your mind. Don't let it pervert you. Stay perfect. Good to see you, Sue. I tooted the horn the way by there. We've been missing you like crazy.
I should have come, but I go here and there.
I want you to come as often as you can. But I want you to know the path of the just. See, some people think God's going to follow them wherever. I'll tell you right now, if you walk in light, He'll follow you. You can have fellowship with Him. You can walk and you can talk and say, "Lord, this sure is a beautiful world You made." And you can say, "Lord, I'm sorry for the mess that man's made of the good things of God and all the propaganda they're promoting that's contrary to this Word. Lord, I'm sorry about that, and help me to set an example. Help me to stand out in this moment." You know, when King Nebuchadnezzar, I think it's Daniel chapter 4, might be Daniel chapter 3, I believe it is. When he said that the sound of the music, everybody bowed down. You know when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow down, you reckon they stood out a little bit? Mm-hmm. I mean, here everybody is bowing down, and man, everybody's out there dancing the jig to that music, you know, and at the sound they're supposed to bow down, and here's three boys ain't bowing, you reckon they stood out? Well, that's what we're supposed to do. Even though everybody bows, even though everybody dances, we're not supposed to dance that stuff. We're not supposed to bow that stuff. We're supposed to stand out Amen. In the crowd. Amen. I believe when we start standing out in the crowd, I believe God will draw people to us. Amen. I did have that happen to me, Molly. I was out there at work, buddy. I read my Bible and in the break room, Linda. People started coming in there with their Bible and they started reading. And all of a sudden, better lost people got to come in there and sitting down asking questions and how can I get saved? I went to a revival meeting one night. My pastor's preaching out there at Beach Grove. And out there at night, that revival, a man that I'd known for years, Sam Harper, and the Lord done called him home. He done graduated. Sam Harper came up to me after that meeting. Me and Sam, we've known each other a long time. He come up to me and he said, "Eddie," he said, "you work with my stepson." He has cried. And he said, "I want him to get saved." He said, "Would you please go witness to him, talk to him about getting saved?" And I'm dumb anyway. So I said, "Well, Sam, you help me pray. God will give me an opportunity and I will." I didn't know I was setting myself up. Next day I went to work. That was on Sunday and I went to work on Monday. I'm sitting there in that break room and I'm sitting there reading my Bible. And that break room got a big old picture window there where you can look out there and see the machine's down so you can run out there and get it back running, come back and finish your break. Anyway, I'm sitting in there hired. I'm reading my Bible. To my amazement, his stepson, Mark Fisher, walked by. He walked by. I looked up at him. He looked at me, and he went on out there. He's going to go out there smoking a cigarette. I was in the non-smoking break room. I didn't smoke. Now, some people are going where they all smoke, but I don't want to go there, and I don't smoke. But anyway, he's going out there smoking a cigarette out there, you know. And he walked by there, and Melvin, I said, "Lord, there he goes. That's the one I'm supposed to talk to him about that time. Here he come back." Now, I asked for this. I didn't know how it was going to go. So I'm sitting there struggling. What do I say? What do I say? I mean, I ain't been saved very long, you know. What do I say? What do I say? I'm in there having a mental anguish struggle. Mark Fisher coming in that break room. And Sister Lenny, he said, we kind of had like a picnic table, big old homemade picnic table. He sat down right across from me there. I'm trying to think of what to say. And instead of me getting something out, you know what Mark Fisher said? He said, "I want what you got." Amen. I thought, wow, man. You know what I told him? I said, "Go to Jesus, tell him what you just told me. Say, I want what Eddie Wade got." Hallelujah, he did that. Mark Fisher got saved. Next time I seen him, he didn't need a light cigarette up. He's glowing like a light bulb. Amen. And everybody got looking at him. Mark Fisher said, what happened? I said, he had more than a close encounter. He had an extreme makeover. He went and told Jesus. He wanted what Eddie had. And I'll tell you what, boy, God's got oceans of it. And he wants to give it. And all of those that want to get saved, I'll tell you right now, God wants to save you. God wants to wash you and clean you and give you a blessing. He wants to. Amen. And Mark Fisher come in there. He said, I want what you got. I said, God's got it. Go tell it. He'll give it to you. He did it. God took care of it.
Amen.
He didn't live very long after that. But he didn't live, I don't think, no more than about a year after that. He passed away. God called him home. But he got in.
Amen.
His stepdad lived a little bit longer, but God called him on. But I'll tell you what, that stepdad had a burden for that stepson. He said, you work with him. I want you to go talk to him about his soul. Unknown to me, God had the thing all worked out. I didn't have to do nothing. I just sat there and God just showed me how He's able to work way ahead of me. Man, the preparation hearts of the Lord, He already was working on Mark's heart. He already was dealing with Sam Harper. And Sam come to me and my knees buckled a little bit. He said, I want you to talk to my stepson. I thought, I can get out of this, Sam, pray that God will give me an opportunity. And the next day, here come Mark Fisher. He's pretty rough. But he cleaned up really good. Ah, if we just get more. More in tune. Draw closer to God. We'd see a lot of that stuff. Amen. He's got me on this path, Sue. And this path, bright and shining path. The further I go down it, the brighter it gets. It shines to the perfect day. That perfect day, it'll turn to gold. I'll be walking down this path one day, Brother Howard. And all of a sudden, I'll be kicking up gold dust. And I'll say, hallelujah. The perfect day's got here. Amen. The streets of heaven are paved with gold. I don't know why God did. Maybe He just had so much wealth He didn't know what to do. And He said, just pave the streets with it. I don't know why. I know one thing. I'm going to walk on them. Hallelujah. Can you imagine walking on streets of gold? Man, poor as me. Walking on streets of gold. And beholding walls of jasper. Seeing all the great things that the Bible said are. That the ears, the eyes never seen, the ears never heard, never it's in the heart of man. Here I am, poor boy walking down there looking like a country boy in the city looking up saying, wow, wow. It'll take a while just to get all of that in and to be able to stay. Boy, won't that be a blessing? Amen. Amen. Oh, listen. I'll tell you, but I've read the back of this book. Path of the just, the Bible said, is as the shining light. It shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The next verse, verse 19, says the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. That means the wicked man, Gala, he falls. He turns around, he blames somebody. He said, you tripped me. What'd you set that out there for? He don't know what's stumbling. He don't know what he stumbles at because he don't have the light that we have. We take that light for granted.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, buddy, I walked in darkness and groped around in darkness and I done the things of the world and now I'm in the things of God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm ashamed of those days back yonder. But I'm glad, praise God, I don't walk there no more and I don't go there no more. I'm glad God brought me out of that darkness into His marvelous light and made His Son and His Word known to me. And now I got a different song. Now, praise God, I go a different way. Hallelujah! Going the good way, the God way. Glory to God! Hallelujah!
Amen.
I wish everybody would fall in. God's got something better in mind. Sue, He got something better in mind. We're to all seek that good thing. Shiloh, God's got something better in mind, honey. The world, they want to give you a hard way to go. God wants to walk with you. I remember one time hearing this story. My pastor told it. Most of the things I share up here, I got at Bethel. But he talked about this missionary. This missionary's name was Sam Yerby. Yeah, this was his missionary to Japan. He had this little Japanese girl and he's walking on the beach. Man, he's having a big time. She's about your age, child. Here they go. Sam Yerby and this little Japanese girl. Man, they're talking about God. They're saying the things of God. They're just enjoying the beautiful day and enjoying the beach, enjoying the company. Linda, they get close to this little girl's house. And they can hear the mom and the dad, and they're fighting and they're cursing. And they get to the house, this little girl, and reluctantly, this little girl goes in, and Sam stands outside, and the little girl goes in the house, and when she goes in the house, the mother says, "What are you doing here? I don't love you. Your daddy don't love you. What are you doing here?" And the little girl broke down in tears. She said, "Brother Sam said Jesus loves me. I'll tell you what, He loves you, Shiloh. The world may tell you otherwise, but I'll tell you right now, settle this down in your heart. He loves you, honey. He's got something better in mind for you than the world does, honey. He wants to give you blessings and peace and joy. He wants to take you down that good way." That little girl, she walked into a literal hell. And all the things she knew to say, "Linda, Sam Yerby said Jesus loves me." "Yeah," her mother said, "nobody loves you. I don't love you. Your father don't love you." And that little girl, he said through a voice of tears, she said, "Sam said Jesus loves me." Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones are precious in His sight. Shiloh, the world's going to come against you, but God will stand with you. He'll get you through it. He'll carry you when you can't go. He'll protect you when all else. Paul said it in my first answer. He said, "All forsook me." He said, "Nevertheless," he said, "the Lord stood with me, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion." I thank God for a God like that. Listen, the Lord's going to come. Brother Melvin, when He comes, all our problems are going to be over, brother. I can't wait till we take our exodus. Hallelujah. I'm getting tired of working the Pharaoh. I'm getting tired of being harassed. I'm getting tired of some of the stuff they feed you down here and say, "Well, I don't care whether you like it or not, you got to eat it." Man, one day, table's going to change. Man, we're going to get the good. It's just a little while. Just a little while. It's close. I can tell the signs are there. I can tell the sins are there. I can tell this world is fixing to see something missing. The thing they're getting ready to see missing is the real church. Now the false churches, they won't ever even know anything happened. They'll still be ringing the bells and hallelujahs and glory. But the real church, leaving out. He's coming. You know, I bought something one time and I forgot and left it on the counter. You know what I did? I drove back and got it because it's mine. I went back and got it because it belonged to me. They said, "Yeah, you forgot it. We got it right here." Well, see, He bought me, Sue. He's coming back. He's coming to get back, give what His. He paid a high dollar. I wasn't worth it. But He laid it down there. He said, "I love you, boy. Bail me out." You talking about a bailout? Can you imagine how much He had to lay down to bail me out? But He laid it down there, Melvin. He said, "I love you, boy. Go in peace." Man, I tell you what, I could take a big lap around a church. I sure could. I could say, whoa, boy, hallelujah. Owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt He did not owe. He paid it in full. Amen. I sure could. It'd embarrass y'all, but I'd take a victory lap right now, run around the church, say, "Thank you, Lord." Hallelujah. I don't know how it is with you tonight, but I'll tell you one thing. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We're close to leaving out. The certainty of it, the Word of God tells us, it's definitely. The day of the Lord, verse 10 there said, the day of the Lord will come. It's not a maybe. It's not even going to get close. It's going to be a direct hit. It's going to leave a mark. The world is going to go into total chaos. We're going to go into total joy. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to see Him in His glory, Molly. Peter saw Him there for just a little bit. He said, "Boy, this is a good place to be. It's going to be a good place to be, Molly." We're going to see Him in His glory. And we ain't going to have to leave. We ain't going to have to come down. We're going to sit there and see. Man, the toils of the Word was, the toils of the road were nothing. The Bible said, "I reckon the suffering in this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us in Christ Jesus." Nobody will complain. They'll say, "Wow, all of this? I don't deserve this." The Lord said, "I know that, but have it anyway." Yeah. And all the ice cream you want. Now, if they don't have coffee in heaven, it won't be heaven to me, as I'm going to guess they got pretty good coffee up there, Sheila. Hallelujah. I'm pretty fond of coffee. If they don't, I'm sure they got some substitute. Amen. Father, we thank you for the message tonight. My heart's desire was to deliver your message. I pray, dear Father, it encourage your children. Lord, let us know. It won't be long. We'll get out. And Lord, people in prison, all they're thinking about is getting out. Lord, that's where my life's getting, where I feel like I'm in prison. And Lord, I'm wanting to be let out. I'm wanting to get out. And Lord, I do pray it won't be long. Even tonight, I pray if you wouldn't come for nobody else but me, I wish you'd come. I'd like to get out. But Lord, whenever you come, it'll be a welcome sight. Lord, this one right here, I'm pawing at the gate. I'm sure am looking forward to meeting you. Sure am looking forward to thanking you. Sure am looking forward, Lord, to going where you live. Bless tonight, Father. I don't know how this message went to the people that are here tonight, but Lord, if somebody's got a need tonight, I pray they'll bring that need to you. And Lord, if someone's needing assurance tonight, I pray they'll get that blessed assurance tonight to know they're ready to leave if you do come tonight. We thank you and praise you. Ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Sister Lennon, would you please help us in the invitation? I so appreciate her coming. I couldn't believe I was able to remember her name, but I did. And hallelujah. Man, I hope she makes a habit of coming. I might be. I've missed the name like crazy this morning. I got it right off the bat. Glory. You need to come tonight. Listen, that's between you and the Lord. I ain't got a thing to do with it. If you need to come, you know you need to come, and then come. Only I got to do it. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. Maybe you got somebody tonight. Brother Eddie, this person's on my heart, like Sam Harper did about Mark Fisher. Man, Mark Fisher's rough, boy. Man is rough. And here he was putty in the hands of the Lord. He said, I want what you got. He didn't say, I want a cigarette. He said, I want what you got. Amen. Man, oh man. Maybe you got somebody on your heart tonight, lost. Maybe you got somebody tonight. Maybe you're here tonight, lost. Tell you what you'll do. You'll just make your way on down here and say, Lord, I need to get ready. You're coming, I ain't ready, and I need to get ready. You'll just do that tonight. Go ahead, Brother Melvin.
The song says, I surrender all.
That's it right there. That's all the way. I surrender all.
177.
Oh, to Jesus, I surrender.
What's holding you back tonight? Is it worth it? Is it kept cost? Think about it. Is it worth it? This trade I ever made, I let go of what's holding me back. Got the thing I needed to get on out of here. This trade I ever made. Surrender all. Come on, you need to come. All to thee, my blessed Savior. Have you done that? Have you surrendered all? You holding out something? There's something that God put His finger on? There is. I want you to just bring it on up here and say, Lord, I want to leave it. I want to leave it right here. There's something tonight, something holding you back, pushing aside. Come on. I surrender all. Christina this morning, that's what she did. She surrendered all. She said, Lord, in your head, I don't want to be saved. What a blessing sight that was.
The
Lord said it's our truth and honesty. Let's kneel down here and pray. Go pray, look, Sister Margaret. Can you kneel down here? Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, pursue honesty. Lord, I can see in her eyes, Father. Lord, she's sincere. Lord, I do pray, Father. Lord, you're the only one. Lord, can help. None but the Lord can help. Lord, you do all things well. You said kept is free. Lord, you're the one, Father, that's able to give peace when the storms of this world are beating down upon us. Lord, you're able, Lord, to provide that calm. You said, peace be still, and the wind and the waves ceased. There was a great calm. I don't know what Sue's Lord saying, Father. She said she's got some things she didn't believe at the altar. Lord, I want to pray with her and for her. And Lord, she just give them to you. Say, Lord, I don't need these things, but I can't get rid of them on my own. I pray, Lord, you'll give her victory over these things, Father. Lord, I pray for her. I pray, Lord, she'll pray just like I am. Lord, help me. Lord, I pray for victory. Lord, I need help. He's the only one I know that can meet the need. I pray you'll help soon, my Father. Lord, it's a blessing, Father, to see her here tonight. No doubt, Lord, she walked up here, her Shiloh. Lord, I tell you, praise the Lord just to see them in church tonight. But even greater, Father, praise the Lord to see them obeying the Lord from their heart tonight. I thank you for Sister Margaret up here praying with me. Lord, your word says if any two of you on earth agree on anything, it'll be done of our Father in heaven. Me and Margaret agreeing. Lord, tonight, that she will get the victory. Lord, that she desires. Because, Lord, you're the only one that can give that victory. We do pray, Lord, you'll do it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, sir. God bless you. Appreciate you. Praying with us, Margaret. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Things that the world says too hard for God to do. Man, he does well. Does all things well. Appreciate you, sir. See, the Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. She doesn't obey. She just walked up there, tears in her eyes. She said, I need fire. I need some prayer tonight. What about you tonight? Are you here tonight? God putting His finger on you? God speaking to you? I'll tell you right now, He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. If God's speaking with you tonight, you'll do something about that. If you're here tonight, you'll just come right now. Brother Eddie, God's speaking with me tonight. God dealing with me tonight. I tell you, there's urgency in this message. I had urgency in my heart, even coming here tonight. This is an urgent matter. The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Are you here tonight and heart's beating like a jungle drum? Well, that's not you, it's not me, it's God. He's saying, listen, this is urgent. Yeah. Are you here tonight, young or old? God dealing with you, heart beating. I remember one time, Jordan's girlfriend, she was over here in a Bible meeting, and Brother William Bryan was preaching. She's told Jordan, she said, could you hear my heartbeat? That's what it is. God gets in there, and that heart gets pounding out there. That's God. That ain't me. Bible said God's greater than heart, knows all things. My heart condemns not. We have confidence toward Him whatsoever we ask for to receive. But I want you to know He's greater than your heart. That's Him making that heart beat like that right there. I've been there. It don't beat like that no more. I got a great calm.
Amen.
Man, there was a time, man, the storms come on me and prevailed and soul. Pains of hell got a hold of me. Like a woman who prevailed a child. Kind of a funny thing. I don't even want to elaborate on it, but I never had a child. Then some of them women at the work trying to tell me it ain't as easy as you think it is, but they didn't have a child. I said, I think your words, but that's good enough. We was talking about that woman that had that baby in that drain and they saved that baby and he's talking about how cruel she was. I said, she's the one that called and said, somebody lost the babies down this drain, that's the mother for you. Of course, what she done wasn't right, but they said, Brother Eddie, it ain't like you think. And I said, that's good enough for me, thank you. Well, maybe you're here tonight, that heart's beating. There's a reason for that heart beating. That's God saying, I want in. That's Him that said, I'll stand at the door and knock. He said, if any man open up, I'll come into him, sup with him with me. Is God wanting in tonight? You know that more than I do. God wanting in tonight? Is God knocking saying, let me in? Is the Prince of Peace knocking tonight saying, you want victory? You want peace? You want to have a good night's rest? Do you want to have blessed assurance? Or do you want to say like Fanny Crosby in her first song, pass me not, O gentle Savior. While on others now are calling. Are you here tonight? I don't know what God's doing. I'm just trying to follow the Lord here tonight. Maybe somebody's got a word of testimony in your heart while the Lord lingers here. I'll just let that go. Has anybody got a word in your heart tonight?
I love the Lord tonight. I thank Him for Calvary. I thank Him for the blood He shed for me. I remember that day I walked through the
altar. Yeah.
I remember when I accepted Him in my heart. He's still right there today.
Amen, Mom.
And He's leading me. And when I have when I've got problems against me, I know who to call up on.
Heaven.
And I know He's there at the wee hours of the morning and night. And He's the only one that can help me. Nobody else can.
That's right.
I praise Him and I love Him tonight. And the people that don't have Him in their heart, they don't know what they're missing.
Amen.
Because this day is coming.
It's coming.
And we're going to be separated.
That's right.
And the doors of heaven will operate from tonight.
Some are going to leave and some are going to be left. She's right. It's going to be a day of great separation.
I'd like to say something.
Go right ahead,
sister. I had a girl call me the other night. She just got out of prison.
Yeah.
And she's doing real good. So y'all remember her and the other.
I'll get her coming with you. I don't care if she ain't doing no good. You bring her with you.
She's in Campbellsville.
Campbellsville, that farm here?
She wrote a number down in my Bible before.
You tell her sometimes she wants to talk to somebody that knows the Lord, has to call me. You got my number?
Yeah.
You tell her to call me. I talk to her. I try to, try to give her some encouragement. Anybody else got a word tonight? Bless you, Gail.
I love you with all my heart.
Woo!
I will make heaven my home.
Bless you, Sister Gail.
I will live just as close as I possibly can.
That's our reasonable service right there. God bless you, Sister Gayla. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got a word in your heart tonight? Amen.
Well, yeah, I never ceased to be amazed at the wisdom of God. You know,
yeah.
I'm telling you what the truth. You get to think about it a little bit. He created all these millions of people, all of them have a different finger.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Every one of them.
God do that, and also so many million people, and every one looking different.
Yeah.
That's a handiwork of God. Right?
Yeah,
it is. I'll tell you what, it's just amazing. The wisdom of God, and I'm trying to learn a little more about it.
You know? Thank you, brother.
And there's a little ain't back here crawling, you know.
Yeah.
How in the world could he put life and a brain and like that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, it's just mysteries all around us, you know. Yeah. The animals, you know, you can look at the animals and just see the handiwork of God. That is something else. Yeah.
Amen.
I want to be with a guy like that. Don't you live with him for your
time. Yeah, boy.
It's going to be a wonderful place to be. And things we used to love without hate.
Yeah.
And man, think, well, every woman, well, I'm going to have to give this, that, and the other. You won't want that no more.
True. You're right.
The Holy Spirit and saved.
That's well said. You won't want that.
The things of God, you know, you want to be in church and fill more with the Spirit, you know.
Yeah.
He's a precious God to serve. I pray you for having mercy on a wretch like me, you know.
Amen, Brother Melvin. The book of Job, God tells Job, he said, if you consider the treasures of the snow, I may not quote that exactly right, but they say there's no two snowflakes alike. Now imagine that, all the blankets of snow, and there's no two of them alike.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Not only did he give every one of us a different fingerprint, but he made note of it. Job chapter 37, verse 7. Said he sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men everywhere may know his work, and the FBI know it, they'll track him by it. But that's just amazing how God does things. Anybody else got a word in your heart tonight?
I might say this too, one minute. I'm talking about the mark of the beast there, you know. I thought it was right. I thought it'd make sure a 603 score and 6.
Yeah.
That is right here.
Yeah, 603 score and 6.
It's mark. The 13th chapter of 18th verse.
Number of a man.
Revelation.
And outside, that you get right by the page 666. But that's what it is, 603 score and 6. 3 score and 6. And 6. 600.
It might have been where they got that 13 unlucky number, you know. That.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure where the tomb who's.
I don't like that number 13. I didn't even want to live in this year 13, but I'm here.
13th chapter.
Yeah. We got anything else on the heart tonight? If not, we'll get on out of here. I love you tonight. Thank you for coming. And good to have Sister Linda with us here tonight. Appreciate her showing up. And we'll all stand. We'll be dismissed. Brother Bobby, you care to dismiss us? Word of prayer there, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.